Thanks for joining us as we continue to go through the Proverbs, summer in the Proverbs. Today we're going to talk about a timely word, Proverbs 15:23. Here's what it says. I'm reading from the NIV today. A man finds joy in giving an apt reply, and how good is a timely word? And how good is a timely word? All right, so question. Have you ever been in a funk? Just not feeling it, a little down, a bit discouraged. Ever wonder if anything you're doing making an impact at all? Are your kids even listening to what you say? And then right in the middle of your funk, it comes. A call, a text message, an email, a handwritten note, or maybe just some quick words from your son as he heads upstairs, or your daughter as she heads out the door. It changes everything, doesn't it? A timely word. It's amazing. It's just a timely word. The right words at the right time have power to instantly change our attitude. It moves from our heart, from being gloomy to joyful. It moves our minds from confusion to clarity. It even puts a smile on our face. The great thing about a timely word is that while it may be delivered from a human, the author is God. He knows exactly what we need just when we need it. God loves us so much that sometimes he delivers just what you need to hear, just the right time. What a great thing to teach our children about God. He loves us that much that he'll deliver a timely word. And one more thing. Maybe today God wants you to be the messenger. He wants you to deliver a timely word. How about brainstorming with your kids? Who among friends or family you could use a little encouragement today? And then together with your kids, make a delivery in person or online. Let them have the experience of being used by the Heavenly Father as a divine messenger. That's an experience I'll never forget. As a family, maybe today as a family, you could deliver a timely word. Father, I pray two things. First, send encouragement to those who need it. Second, send messengers on timely word missions. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.